Franklin Graham, Shame, Shame on the 10 Republicans Who Voted to Impeach Trump. By Hannah Blow on January 14, 2021. Reverend Franklin Graham on Thursday blasted the 10 GOP lawmakers who sided with Democrats in impeaching President Trump for the second time, noting that it makes you wonder what the 30 pieces of silver were that Speaker Pelosi promised for this betrayal. Shame. Shame on the 10 Republicans who joined with Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in impeaching President Trump yesterday. After all that he has done for our country, you would turn your back and betray him so quickly? Graham asked in a Thursday Facebook post, listing some of President Trump's key accomplishments, including lowering taxes, strengthening the economy, and engaging in Middle East peace initiatives. "We have never had a president like him in my lifetime. He gave us lower taxes, a strong economy, and low unemployment. He made NATO take notice and pay their own way. He had the guts to take on North Korea and meet with their leader personally. He didn't let China walk all over us. Just his Mideast peace initiatives in the last couple of months deserve a Nobel Peace Prize. He has defended religious liberty like no president before him, and that matters to all people of faith. He has worked to bring prison reform and secured our southern border. He defeated the ISIS caliphate in Syria, and he strengthened our military. He was also the most pro-life president we have ever had." House Democrats, Graham continued, impeach Trump because they hate him and want to do as much damage as they can. And these 10, from his own party, joined in the feeding frenzy. "It makes you wonder what the 30 pieces of silver were that Speaker Pelosi promised for this betrayal," he continued. Graham clarified that he does not support or agree with some of the things the president said and did the last couple of weeks and identified January 6 as a low point in his presidency. However, he reiterated that he and millions of others voted for Trump because of the platform and policies he promised. "I still support those. The Democrats have been trying to get rid of the president since the day he took office," he added, concluding that the impeachment vote only serves to further divide the nation. Shame. Shame on the 10 Republicans who joined with Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in impeaching President Trump. Posted by Franklin Graham on Thursday, January 14, 2021. The House voted to impeach President Trump on Wednesday, 232-197, accusing him of inciting the chaos that descended upon the U.S. Capitol last week as Congress gathered to certify the electoral votes. 10 Republican House members sided with the Democrats, including Reps. Anthony Gonzalez, O, Peter Meyer, Me, Fred Upton, Me, Liz Cheney, Y, John Katko, NY, Adam Kinzinger, EL, Tom Rice, SC, Jamie Herrera Butler, WA, Dan Newhouse, WA, and David Vallotto, CA. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, who on Wednesday said Trump bears responsibility for Wednesday's attack on Congress by mob rioters, has refused to back efforts to remove Cheney, the House Republican Conference chairwoman, from her leadership role.